Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. September 12th, 2009. Steve had the helm last night, and I'll be live next week. We're taking a little time off here from recovering of 4 years of writing this book, which is finally getting printed. So without any ado, we're going to jump in on Dr. Fred Bell here and listen to some stuff about ELF and other things, extremely low frequency.
Sure.
Dr. Bell,
you've got to run that energy. You've got to understand that ELF is coming across the surface of the wire. No, electromagnetic frequencies and ELFs are the same. EMFs are a lower group that run down around the frequency of iron. Okay? This is a higher, the ELFs have EMFs in them, but they also have a lot of other stuff that affects the alpha, beta, alpha, delta, theta frequencies in your body. And so what this device does is it has the positive and the negative female and male energies of the seven frequencies that the body wants to see. And when you hook a, when you short circuit, when you run a wire, it's a stainless steel. This absorbs energy. It can't be copper in here. It's got to be stainless steel. It absorbs the energy. So it's neutralizing all of these waves into this zone from all different frequencies. So all these waves are sucked in here like a vacuum cleaner, and they're neutralized and sent out to ground. You see what I mean? So basically, this is input to the plugs, and this is going out saying, okay, go to Earth and try that out now. If you get the whole planet off, then we got a problem. But so far, it hasn't happened. No. It'll get real dirty. Don't worry about it. It's the shape. Yeah. Well, they're trying, they'll target anybody that has any kind of certain, they hit you through your immune system first anyway. That's how they find you, which is a whole other thing here. They're doing it, well, they're doing a lot of genetic stuff.
So they're using our technology so we're destroying.
Yeah.
So all our technology is vibrating at a higher level, but they're being upset that we're using all our drugs and our electricity and everything that we're antagonizing. The whole planet is turning into one big ball of hate.
That's a good explanation. I like that. Because of that rotation around the Pleiades, which I had in that other diagram. The other thing is, when you go to sleep at night, which is very important, you need to sleep in a pyramid because when you block that jumping energy, okay? Now here's the next thing that's happened, to our planet. This was what I was talking about yesterday. It'll probably make more sense to those of you that heard me. Is that on the September 26th of this year, the Andromedans came, which make changes. And, you know, the Earth's field is here, you know. And first of all, the body is biochemical, electrical, and etheric. This is what we call electrical precursation. In other words, this could be stress affecting the body, or it could be something like a receptor, which is positive, affecting the body. It affects the electrical, affects the biochemistry. Okay, the Earth has a magnetic field around it. That's powered by the etheric field. This is the Earth's magnetic field falling into electrical, but it's powered by the etheric part, which comes from humans. But humans have been putting a negative wave on the planetary field, and of course, when the Earth is hooked to the Sun and the other planets, it upsets the kundalini, or the force that produces solar winds. So what happens is when the planets line up, the Earth has got the wrong field with the rest of the universe, or the galaxy, or the solar system. It throws the negative energy down the sun. The sun hates it, throws up a solar flare, which gives us back a shock, which hits the seismic waves, which NSP and I forget the other one, seismic waves, which creates an earthquake. And stress in man, birds start going crazy. By the way, we're about to have an earthquake. This is my, I raise birds, and they're starting to get crazy now. You know, parrots. And they always tell me when there's an earthquake. So what happens is the Andromeda says, well, we got to fix this. We don't want the Earth to blow up. So we're going to shift. We're going to shift the etheric field a quarter of a degree, and they did that on September 26th of this year. So that means everybody that goes to sleep at night that's not in tune with this change won't get quite as much etheric energy. Now, what etheric energy is called by the Tibetans anima mundi, and what that means is your cells won't reproduce, bottom line. So on December 26th, you're going to see that's 90 days goes by, right? You're going to see some of these people you like to get rid of start developing problems to do with the blood, okay? By the year 2000, they're going to have shifted at a complete full 4 degrees, which happens just strangely enough, this is 1993, in 2000, that's 7 years from now. So over the next 7 years, which is exactly how long it takes to reproduce one whole body of cells in the body, boom, the shift is going to be complete, and half the people aren't going to be here anymore that are causing the problem. So there's another reason why it's important to get into the pyramid, get into Tai Chi, yogi, jogging, ground yourself out as much as possible. Avoid substances that get you high and off the ground. Well, they're trying to trap you in form through desire, and the Andromedans said, they go ahead and trap them in form. They'll just die. The graves will have to be left with a bunch of corpses. The other thing that happens when you sleep in a pyramid is once you get through the etheric charging of the body, which takes about 2 hours, then you go to the astral reinforcement. That's very important. That's when the rapid eye movement sleep occurs. Because if you look at the astral plane as a body of energy made up from people here, what happens is when you go to sleep at night and go up on the astral plane where you're free, you might go visit your mother who died or your sister who died, and that gives you some really good feedback, so it keeps you from going crazy on this planet, during the daytime hours. Or you might visit a Tibetan master, or you might visit an extraterrestrial. Or if you're a single person, you might visit your next husband or wife, on that level. And then when you come back, you'll start events happening to bring yourself together so you can have a physical contact. All these things happen. So that's another reason why those pyramids are sitting over there in Egypt, and it's a great message to mankind when we reach this state. Because now if a pin drops and sets a fire, the whole world knows about it on CNN in about 20 minutes. And when that happens, the whole mind, the whole astral spirit of the whole planet is coming together now. So it's really important to be able to be free and move around and let that CLF and all this stuff hold you down. Okay? That's what these systems do. 52 degrees. No, it won't work. Materials are important. It'll work a little bit, but don't use aluminum, don't use plastic, don't use copper. Okay.
The gold atom has a
thermal grip. Yeah, gold atom has one. It keeps it aligned. That's why we use a capstone. Now, this is another device we have. It's a nuclear disc. And what that does is if you were to rub your hands together like this, and breathe your stomach, you'll feel a tingling moving back and forth. Okay? Feel it? It'll be real intense. Now, if you were to take that's the life force through the spleen, the prana, comes in the morning. If you were to put your hands over grapefruit juice, orange juice, like this, it would amplify that energy and it would change the pH factor, because you're the life force, right? You're balanced. Your pH is a certain level, it's 7 levels, 7 colors. But this is grapefruit juice, let's say. Came out of the ground. The ground is totally screwed as far as pH level, because all the acid rain and everything hits it. Water table. So this would bring the grapefruit juice being sweet. Or, you can take the pyramid off your head and put it over there, wherever you happen to have it, and it'll change, do the same thing, because it naturally has the same energy, because we talked about through the blood how that works. No, because the sunlight doesn't have the full complement of energy anymore, because the ozone layer blocks it. Okay, now rub your hands together, and I'll show you something. We'll turn them up. Now watch, I'll bring this around the room, and put your hands up. Feel it, you'll feel the energy change, see? You move your hands over. See, it's the same source. So this becomes an amplifier to everything that we're used to, Pretty wild, isn't it? Some of you will be more sensitive than others. It depends on how your liver is working and other organs. If your liver is bad, then you won't feel it as much. Okay. Yeah. Well, if it's bad, I can show you how to make it good again. It's real easy. Pretty amazing, huh? Start taking mass quantities of zinc, our minerals, sleeping in a pyramid, wearing a receptor in the yellow frequency, which directs all that nutrition to those organs, solar plexus area. Adrenals is red and orange. Yeah. Wild, isn't it?
Yeah,
so No, you just change the whole receptor. In the silver ones and the gold ones it is, but because the metal's mutable, but in the cheaper ones, no, it's not, because it'll break. It'll break real easy. Okay, now, we talked about that one. This is a bigger version of it, called a Devastar, for big buildings. We put these in high rises and stuff. I've had, you know, airline executives. This is another device that we use called the Solar Orb. We use it in our ion shower to cleanse the aura. We've gone way over our seminar time. We're just going to go until we get kicked out now. Because Vladimir will be coming in next. And you can go out to the booth, which is right outside the door here. Okay, that's an ion shower that we have, which has a 50,000 volt negative ion generator hooked to it. It generates, it force feeds the aura field back into a creative mode. If you go outside your house in the morning when you're real creative, like go to a store or something, what'll happen is when you come back, you probably breathe carbon monoxide from automobile exhaust, and it'll destroy your creativity, because creativity is on a very low edge. This will restore your creativity back. This is an irradiator. This is when you start programming the pyramid. Once you start sleeping in a pyramid, you start getting in these irradiator systems. These are very powerful interdimensional radionic generators. You can put pictures in them, and you'll go in your astral body to where the picture is. You can put books in them. You can cause, you know, you'll read what's in the book without opening the pages. They do all kinds of stuff that's really far out, but they do work, and they're all over the world. It's part of our networking. We use a lot of crystal. One of the biggest things the Pleiadians teach us is not about extraterrestrial propulsion systems, but they teach mostly about nature spirit and nature, because nature is a pastime on Era on different Pleiadian planets. They spend 60% of their life working with nature because it's close to God. With all man's technology, we still can't create a blade of grass. And that's a whole other, it's a fascinating subject. In my tape series, I talk about how spaceship hulls are created, how they raise certain kinds of plants and sound in electromagnetic spectrums, and it's amazing what they do. This is a device called the Omnion. Semyonti gave me the design of it in 1981. This is for interdimensional work during the new moon, full moon phase. Full moon work is a certain kind of work. Basically, it's a non-creative time where you sit back and watch creation work, and the new moon is when you launch creation. The full moon time is usually when the grays, the demonic spirits, are pretty active, so you just want to stay out of their way. Some crystal, I'll show you. These are some of the light generators that we use for our system. This is when I do seminars, like we're going to be doing one next month, everybody will have an experience not only in the Laguna Beach Vortex, but I usually play a live concert, and people have what we call a Firestar experience. These are different lasers. That's me playing very fast with three hands over on the keyboard. That's a Firestar. This is a device that allows you to communicate with extraterrestrials directly and different nature spirits. And this girl standing in front of it, getting a charge of it. Some of the energies of the pyramid. This is a system that we put up in Hawaii. This guy is usually at the Whole Life Expos. His name is Maitreya now. He put this, that little baby that he's holding, see the picture in the capstone, the top capstone, the little boy, was born in the system. This is a system 3 where we use 7 irradiators. When we put it up in Hawaii, and within 4 days, the Dalai Lama had located it and took Ron and his wife and child to Tibet for 6 months, where he's at as we speak again now. He just left a couple days ago, I think. Or he's leaving tomorrow. Yeah, he's, what? Well, he's got a strong ego, but he does, yeah, he's done some amazing things. He's got a very strong ego. Okay, now here we get into what's called the champagne reflector. And this is where you're programmed by illusion from your packaging on labels, labeling. This is some of the FDA stuff, what they're talking about labeling. There's not a white pyramid there. And if you stare at that, you'll see a series of triangles, 3 of them, and 3 Pac-Men, I call them. And the white pyramid will go away. And what you have to do is develop your consciousness where that white pyramid would never jump up at you ever. And then you can see through the illusion. This allows you to see into the second ether. They have a device called the Champagne Reflector. This is like looking, this is Laguna Beach where, we live on top of the vortex looking out. And the telescope was in the way when the picture was taken. But the area that burned, this is Newport, the area that burned was about here. Okay, back. There's another mountain here. This is where we are here. And this is looking down the coast, but it was right about the mid part of town. And it burned down, crossed here, through here, clear over into here. So all of this not there anymore. Okay. No, we were on a vortex and we were protected, so we were okay. We were looking down on the fire. But one ridge is the same height, so we were looking across at the fire too, but the big Emerald Bay, for example, that burned up, which were all the $4 or $5 million homes, is right here, exactly. There's no, it's completely dark. It's a whole trip when you look west. There's not much to see anymore. All that, most of these lights in here are gone. Yeah. That was that arsonist. The FBI's got his letters and stuff. Yeah. Graves probably did it. Now that thing. Oh yeah, they knew it all along. They found out where it was set. This up here is the Champagne Reflector, that one up on top. That's in our living room. And I'm gonna, in about 1 second or less, show you what happens when we run it with a full system. Okay, when the lasers first fire up, okay, when they first go off, we start charging up the room and changing the consciousness. In all the system, we're using music and we use a lot of sage which grows on the sides of the hill. And the energy starts coming up to the etheric level, that's the Champagne Reflector. You can see the etheric energies firing around that center crystal. This is all in our systems technology. Here you're getting a plasma spill. The plasma spill is caused by, like in this room, our bodies give off amino acids. These amino acids impregnate themselves in the walls. And then what happens is you get a certain spiritual entity in there, and it can manifest that in visible light, and it becomes ectoplasm. Like you can see a ghost, they close themselves. That's why when the ghost goes out of the house, you can't see him anymore. If there's enough of that energy in there, and he can physically become strong enough to move an object, that's an ectoplasm still. Then, we're going to have to leave in a minute. Then what happens is the energy comes up. See the master crystals there? It's on the floor. We use a lot of that crystals. Energy keeps coming up. And here, got so high in this picture that there's an angel form. It's a nature spirit right up there. You can see the wings on the angel there up on the left-hand corner. And the next, when these form, usually inside these devices, you can see the wings. In the next frame, it flew out. And when it flew out, it didn't have enough energy to hold form anymore, so it dissolved and went back into the etheric kingdom, which is here. See it flying out? Just coming right out. These pictures were taken by a guy from Germany who specializes in this kind of photography. This is his forte. And then, of course, the whole walls become invisible after a while, and you can see right through them when the energy's up. In our Laguna Beach November seminar, everybody gets to experience this system. No, those are just the walls. That's a fire star. I won't have time to get into that. That's the ET communication device. It works just like a giant receptor with 5 different chakras focused on. So anyhow, I'm kind of like running out of time. I think we're starting to get nervous because Vladimir Travinsky has this room. You know, people are coming in, they're looking at the energy. And so there's a Herkimer crystal bowl. Each arm of the unit is different energy. That's a back shield reflector there. That was one I did for a movie producer with using amethyst. Another type of device that we use. These waves, you can see, if you turn the lights out, you can see the scalar waves that I was talking about. I'll probably have to stop with that. I'll show you a male and a female scalar wave real quick, and then we've got to get out of here. I do this all the time. I kind of go over, you know. There it is. See the one up on the left? That's a male scalar wave. There's the irradiator on the right. This is infrared film, and lasers are shooting in. It generates a whole energy field, which is in my tape series and my seminars. I cover all that, but it comes over, hits, and goes up into interdimensional space and time. It's a timeless.
Yeah, actually, when you work with this equipment, you can actually see the scalar waves. We photographed it with some stuff that Sumyasi gave us.
It has only gravity, more gravity properties. And no, it's timeless. There's a female one. They're different. A lot of people don't realize that scalar waves are two polarities. There's a female one. See it right there. It's like a space-time singularity coming out of a black hole. I think I'm on another.
Anyway, I'm going to fast forward this to the other side and see if I had the first part of this tape, because we kind of jumped in on the ELF part. I'd forgotten about this. It was a good one. And in my seminars, when we do those, we actually have photographed the scalar wave of a irradiator. And in these photographs show negative and female. It looks just like a black hole, like you see in a almost, well, it's like I've drawn it in my book, Rays of Truth. Pretty interesting stuff. And let's see if this thing going the right way. Oh, wait a minute. We got to go fast forward with it. There we go. I had it going the wrong way, I think. So let me see. Are we going the right way now? Fast forward. And trying to get to the other side of the tape so I can share this other side with you. But anyway, the scalar waves, now that we weren't doing too much quantum entanglement stuff then, because the projector hadn't been out and we hadn't been able to measure the results and test the results as we have been now with the projector systems. So the projector systems that we have now allow us to actually go beyond the scalar wave. This is scalar wave stuff is powerful, and when you use the two together, you really got your act covered pretty well. That's why people use systems 3, and that's why they use the projector systems in concert. And people that do that get some amazing results with healing powers, suggestive powers, you know, remote viewing, whatever they're into, because it allows them an actual entanglement on a scalar wave, which then puts it, and this is scalar, not scalar. Scalar is the radiation side of it, which is used in physics. And then once the relationship is quantumly entangled, then you have the scalar and the scalar entangled upon each other, which becomes a very effective tool to work with, far more effective for people that have problems with their concentration and consciousness, so that they can, you know, really kick some rear end in getting things done in their lives and helping this planet get to be a better place. It's getting real interesting now, watching what goes on, and it's a perfect timing because the Inside Track book is out, and it's going to start hitting the streets here, and hopefully in another couple of weeks. And now I'm going to turn this tape over and see if there is a second side to it. There may not be. I may just have to go to another tape. So we're testing that right out now. And if we don't find anything over here, then we're going to put on this other little thing that I have saved. It's called Andromeda and Invention in the World Affairs. And I don't think that there is anything here, actually. Fast forward this puppy a little bit and see what we have. I don't know where the other part of this tape is. It's lost in my library somewhere. Okay, so now we're going to have to just jump out of that into the Andromeda Intervention in the World Affairs, which I think is also quite interesting and quite apropos for what's going on right now. So let's see what Fred Bell is doing.
Wow, Pasadena.
There we are.
Everybody's spaced out in here. You know why? Every other opposite seat from each other. You should get up close. Don't be afraid of me.
Okay, I'm not going to play that one. That one played a couple of weeks ago. So as we organize ourselves, I have another one. You know, I just haven't had time because we're going out of town to go through these things like I normally do before recording a show, but this is kind of fun. You get to experience the, this was called the Designing a Home Environment, Personal Home Environment, was using sound, light, and color and EC technology. That Andromeda thing was played about 3 weeks ago, if you want to go back, the one I just about put on there. I had several copies of it, so they're all mixed in with the other one, so I'm taking that out now.
Cancer.
This is good here.
You can possibly do. So then I didn't know if he followed through, so I waited a week, because I never met him. And then I called up Charlotte. Charlotte, she was out of town, but Charlotte's secretary said Michael had been on the phone with Charlotte for the last 2 days.
You we're know. Talking about so Michael then, Landon when we were treating him
well,
for help him get rid of his cancer.
So she said, yeah. Well, we're not sure yet. He's kind of feisty about it. This was about 3 weeks ago. So then yesterday I got a copy of the Santa Ana Register, and on page 2 is Michael saying, here I am doing my coffee enemas. Here I am taking my pancreatic enzymes. Here I am eating these horrible carrots. And I just had a guy yesterday that's 11 years remiss from terminally fatal pancreatic cancer in my living room yesterday was there. So I guess Michael's on a program. So that answers your question. You know, depends on where she wants to go and what she how she's going to listen. She can. Yeah, well, then she shouldn't be a problem. We have a number down in Laguna Beach. It's 714-499-2603. There's a guy down there that you talk to. His name is Rudy. He works for me. He's your first level of screening, those of you that want to get into anything that I'm talking about. Once Rudy screens you, then we put you on individual programs for whatever purpose. If those of you decide to go into stuff like this, once you get on the programs and you start making commitments to it, then what happens is we start to network you with other individuals in the world that are doing similar things to increase the power of the whole thing. Tim's seen some of the networks, haven't you? Is it pretty happening or not? Now, in our recordings, you know, we were talking about music earlier, and in our recordings, we like to capture energy. So in Atlantis Rising, which is our other album down there, some of it was made here at the Haleakala Crater. Yes, 499-2603. Yeah. This is the Haleakala Crater. And what we do here is we send energy, these timbers, down from the top of the crater to the bottom. It's 7,200 feet down there, 2,000 feet down. And then we capture the energy coming back up, and then we very subtly introduce this music, like a subliminal, into the album. Even though you don't hear it, the energy's in there. And the equipment that we use is another picture of Haleakala. This is one of my what I call portable studios. Here we are getting ready to put the music down there. Everything here is battery powered. We have to hike it up a ways. There's a road on the other side. We have to come back down in the crater with it. We have a D-50 with special sounds that were formulated from the Sannyasi ship. And then we use these 100 watt battery powered amplifiers to send the sound down. And we record it with these wireless microphones coming back with all the energy captured. And we record it down to a digital DAT Sony DAT deck. So the we capture it down on a high frequency digital level, way beyond the human ear. So that's how some of our music programs, and we do this all over the world. Yeah. Little tricks of the trade. This is a system that we have at home in our house before we turn the energy onto it. And then once we turn the energy onto it, it begins to transform itself a little bit. Here we're firing into what's known as a champagne reflector with a red laser, and it's coming up into high frequency and it's going into white light here. And these transmitters on this antenna system will transmit the energy out. This particular device has an effect on the human chakra systems in the fact that it causes you to be able to see through veils or etheric cities once you're trained to do that. The first time I ever saw that, well, I knew about it because I'd studied all about Shambhala on the White Island in the Gobi Desert, which was once the Gobi Sea. So Sannyasi said, I'll show you how this works. So she took me one night, 3 o'clock in the morning, we were at Aspen, Colorado. She made me go out on this trail in no man's land, clear up in an area called Bluebells, over the hike up on this road that had snow on it, where there was no civilization. I was running around these big white wolves. That's all I remember in the full moon. But I knew they wouldn't bother me because I wasn't going to be afraid of them, even though I had to tell myself I wasn't going to be afraid of these guys. And they were protecting the city. We got up, this is the road, it goes over the top and down to another side, like the Telluride or something on the other side, but this road's closed off in the wintertime for miles back because the snow piles can't go. Well, I got clear up on this peak at 3 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden this veil lifted, like fog blew away, and there's this huge city sitting up there on the top of these mountains in Aspen, and I could see lights twinkling and things going on. It was looking like New York City or something, sitting on the top of the mountain, and it was in another dimension. Yeah, and I was able to see that. Yeah, I've never seen one before like that. The next time that I had the experience, we were living on Ammersee Lake in Germany. And Ammersee Lake is a big, long lake. It's about 10 or 12 miles long, but it's narrow. It's only maybe 4 miles wide, and it was formed by glaciers millions of years ago. And looking out across the lake one night, there was a full moon just off the surface of the lake, and there was this mist, like a curtain all the way across the lake. And the mist wasn't going way up into the sky. It was probably maybe 100 feet above the sea, and you could see up the stars above it, but it was like this perfect curtain right across the center of the lake with the moon behind it. And so I'm standing there looking at it, because what was interesting is that I could see this whole bunch of horsemen, like knights, riding across in this veil. You could see them. The moon was like lighting them up, and they were on the other side like a rear screen projector, and they had flags going, and they had their lances, and they were riding across this lake from the southern part to the northern part of the lake. And I figured out later on what that was. It was some historical event being repeated in some other time zone in the past, and that became apparent. And so you get into veils, and the same thing was with Avalon in Glastonbury, England, where they used to cross the lake, and if you were in one consciousness, you got to the Glastonbury Tor, which was a monk's retreat. And if you came across on the same journey in another state of consciousness, you were with Merlin and Morgan Le Fay and all these people in the White Witch colony over there, and existing in the same space, but two different zones in time. Yeah. Yeah, it's a superimposed thing.
It wasn't.
It takes time to be trained, but that's what this device does anyway. It's a whole other seminar, but this is the energy is on here. We're getting hitting with some lasers. This is a plasma spill. When this turns on, you can see entities. Now I've got two pictures of entities. I didn't bring them with me because you can see one here, the wings on it, and I have another picture flying out, but I had to send the slides off for a promotion that we're doing for a concert. So I don't have all my slide pictures on the system running, but you can see the ectoplasm spill being illuminated. And what happens is, like, you're in a room for a period of time, your body gives off amino acids. These amino acids go into the wood and they stay there. And then along comes an astral spiritual entity and wants to materialize or become a ghost or an aberration or make communication or whatever. And it pulls off of those amino acids enough energy that are embedded in the walls and stuff to become apparent or visible to the normal eye in this dimension. And that's what we're demonstrating here with this, spilling off. Different. But when you deal with ET science, you can still see this angel hovering around this. I've got a perfect picture of it flying off, but like I say, I don't have it here. Maybe the next seminar I'll have it back on my projector again. Here is another entity, an astral entity, and it's kind of like Einstein materializing here. You can see the white hair, the two eyes, and the nose and the mouth. We get a lot of entities manifesting in facial forms, and as of recently, I've got a guy named Jeff Tanner, who's an actor, who's been coming down a lot. With his camera, we've been taking scores of photographs of different entities that are materialized. And we're getting more of this activity now as we position ourselves differently in the Pleiades. But anybody can do this. We sell a lot of systems like this that people do this at home by themselves. This just happens to be one of the systems that I have that we use a lot. There's another picture. It's like the whole sky. Now, this is the ceiling on this. But sometimes the ceiling becomes invisible and you can't tell the ceiling from the stars, depending on how high up the energy goes in the room. And this house, I bought it brand new in 1975. Nobody else has lived in there but me. Nobody's ever walked in the house once with shoes on. It's always been kept, you know, clean and spiritually incensed. Tibetan masters came when I studied with them and lit candles, which we've never let go out since they were lit 20 years ago or 15 years ago. So we keep a real good environment. You know, we don't just slap it around in there too much like some people do, because we find that it's necessary to keep a certain spiritual physical cleanse going, because there's so much pollution in the world. Yeah, and this house has never been in a low vibration, ever. We never allowed it to happen. And so as a result of that, you can change your environment. And so we work with people and show them how to change the environment. This is where you go into the home system. It's just some of the quartz that we use. Now, there's a picture down here now. I'll just run it down here. We actually through infrared, we got some new pictures of scalar waves going out of dimension, but I don't know if you'll be able to see it because it's so light in here. Now, the scalar wave is right up here, and it's coming out of dimension. The irradiated is producing it sitting back over here. So I think maybe the next photo might show that a little bit better. You may have to walk up here to see it. Yeah. If you guys want to see it, it's right here. It's what a scalar wave looks like. It's a trapezoid. And right here, it's so fine as it goes out of dimension, it just disappears at this point right there. But and it's like from here, and it's coming off this irradiator over here because it's like this. It's bouncing down. And it is a line, if you could see, it would be coming down to about here, and then it would be going back up into this top part. There's a little energy up on that, too. I'd have to see it. It could be a lot of different things, yeah. This is a rainbow-type energy, but it photographs as white light when you use infrared film. And the infrared techniques that we're using right now are so experimental. We're some of the first in the world now to be able to start photographing some of these energies. But it is starting to happen. Okay, I've kind of gone past my seminar stopping time, but if you guys want to ask a couple questions before we stop, you know, I could probably answer one or two maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Not anymore. I did for a while. Yeah. I also was able to take a few of my friends out when they had their ships in and let them watch the ships perform, which they really got a kick out of. Yeah, once. We didn't go very far. I never really wanted to get into their traveling with them because it disorients the body. I'm not worried about getting my spaceship right. That comes in due time. I'm in no hurry. Yeah, any other questions? Okay, yeah. Negative entities, yeah. They're destructive. They're energy scavengers by culture. They grab stray frequencies, but they're abducting children and they're abducting humans or mutilating animals, and they're trying to extinct half the human race. Hmm? They had a little round. They look different depending on what degree they are and what frequency. Yeah. Well, they've got some models of them downstairs in some of the booths. There's pictures on a lot of the books that are here. Pleiadians look human-like. There's pictures of them at Michael Legion's booth down there on the end. You can just about see pictures of anything in this little fair that's here. Yeah. Billy Myers, myself, a lot of us have taken pictures. There's a whole wealth of people out there taking them now. Even film crews are going out to Area 51 and filming joint alien United States technology. Every Wednesday night, you can go on with a group, or you can go up to Dulce and hang out with the Indians, see the grays there. Yeah, it's joint. No, Pleiadian technology they're not utilizing. They do have a ship or two out there, but they don't know how to use them. Same thing that we do. They're a nuisance. The grays have been infiltrating a lot of different civilizations for a long period of time. The Pleiadians just ran them off. We're not smart enough to do that yet. We haven't learned how to deal with them. Well, what we do is our systems repel them, but we tell people to gather white light and get yourself in your highest spiritual edge. You know, the way they affect women mostly is they hypnotize them when they're asleep, and then they bring them on board their ships. And because they control the astral body so well, a lot of times women will remember being in bed and on the ship at the same time or standing by their car in the ship at the same time. The women get pregnant. They get about 3 months pregnant from the grays. They inject them. And then what happens is they grab them again, take them on board and perform an abortion on board. And when they have the abortion, and the woman can barely remember any of it unless she hypnotizes them, they remember a lot of it. And then the woman just knows that she missed her period for a couple of months, but she doesn't really know why. And that happens a lot, and that's the way a lot of women are being approached now because they're crossbreeding. Yeah.
What's their long range goal?
Their long range goal? I think they don't even know themselves. They're just trying to harvest the human race. That's why Linda Moulton Howe did that book called Alien Harvest and a couple other books, things she did. Matter of fact, on Friday night last week, they had a big special on Paramount, did on CBS on Channel 2 at 8 o'clock in the evening. It was all about this. How many of you guys caught that? It was pretty interesting. Yeah. You know, Roswell is a crash. It was a crash. The Aztec Roswell were crashes.
In New Mexico, land,
yeah.
The
Dulce, I've been to it. Yeah.
And also in Montana, there's three known bases, major bases, plus this one up in Tahanga over
Yeah, probably. I don't know about the local one, but I know there's a lot of them around. I've been on site at the one in Dulce, yeah. We don't worry about them. I've had a few fights with them, and they've attacked my family a few times, and we've had some near-death battles with them, but I guess once you've had a few hassles with them, you learn how to deal with them. Well, the Greys are the secret government's part of them, yeah. The technology is coming from them. They made a deal with them in 1954. Yeah.
What year?
1954. Yeah, if you want to read the exact... if you want all the real good data information linking everything together, get the Bill Cooper book, Behold a Pale Horse. Okay, and I think there's some copies out there now. I highly recommend it. And it shows you from Eisenhower's time, from 1947, how this whole program went together. It shows you how all the way to the war in Iraq, you know, so, and how it all links together. I could explain it all, but that's a whole other seminar, and that's not what I do. It's in my tape series, so you can also get it in my tape series. I explained it in there 4 hours worth. Yeah, we don't have a booth here. We have a table downstairs. My wife is sitting at it, and you can go down there and look at some of our stuff, because we're going to be out of here in about an hour. Huh? It's not a booth. It's downstairs. You'll see, as you go out towards the door, you'll see some of these charger stands, some of my vitamins and receptors. It's a table we just set up for today, because we're getting ready to go to Europe now, so we won't be here for a while.
What about
ley lines? Huh? Well, they move on them. The Greys use them a lot. Yeah. Yeah. About an hour. So if you guys want to look, check any of our things out, get down there now. Otherwise, we're going to be out of here. So I've got other meetings. Thank you very much.
Thank you.